Sounds.
This feature is brought to you by Dr. Ewing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA.
Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Ewing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This erroneous approach will never cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Dr. Tong began investigating natural therapies such as Chinese medicine. He has innovated an east-west treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a weekly live radio show presenting new guest patients every week to prove that these supposedly incurable disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly the most astounding breakthrough. Whereas a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, Dr. Tong has successfully treated nearly the entire spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach focuses on the cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. It embraces the energy paradigm and disproves the outdated material model, which recognizes only the physical but not the spiritual aspect of our existence. The study of energy medicine has also provided Dr. Tong a deeper understanding of the metaphysical realm. In this program, you will not only learn about the more obvious causes of diseases, such as stress and nutrition, but also the unseen factors, such as astrology, numerology, and feng shui. You will also see how proper use of scientific and metaphysical knowledge can improve your health, life, and destiny. Please call in during our live shows or check out our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain with Ewing Tong, MD. How are you doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good.
We have an exciting show today. You want to tell us kind of our mantra, Dr. Tong, our listeners?
Our show is designed to prove that every chronic disorder, all chronic disorders, can be cured. That means that after a certain number of treatments and you stay on the right kind of diet, you will be symptom-free, need no drugs, and no other treatment of any kind. Just learn how to be in tune to nature and do the right thing, and you'll be symptom-free. That means cure. Mm-hmm. With Western method, your symptoms are being suppressed, but your main problem are not being taken care of. So treating symptom and cause is not the right way to do it. It actually makes you sicker. And there are hundreds of thousands of people each year die from drug and surgery treatments. So that's not the right way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we have all of our past shows archived on our website on drtong.com, drtong.com. If you want to check that out, we have almost 190 shows now. Last week we had with us Ellen and Jim. Ellen suffered from depression for about 5 years. And everything was an effort for her. She would cry for no reason. She wanted to sleep all the time. Her doctors prescribed Paxil, which helped very little. She had very little energy. She was sad. She also suffered from shoulder, back, and neck pain for almost 20 years, with pain every day. She was on Vioxx, which only gave her temporary relief, and now Vioxx is not even supposed to be used anymore because of the cardiac side effects. So she decided to come see Dr. Tong. After her first treatment, she was so much better. After the second treatment, she discontinued her Paxil, she discontinued the Vioxx, and she has not ever needed them since.
She discontinued all drugs. I told her to do it the first treatment, and she should be able to do it,
right,
but she didn't do that.
She first came in September, so she's been getting treatments for about six months, half
she's
a year.
She's always happy, laughing, and giggling, but the first couple of times, she was not like that. Mm-hmm. And I think she had depression a lot longer than 5 years, but the 5 years was much more
pronounced.
And she had thought about suicide, but that she did not have the courage to do it.
Right.
But my point is that you do not need to be depressed, and you can be cured. Mm-hmm. No need to commit suicide at all. It's very easy.
Right.
That's the sad part.
And the problem with people trying to treat depression nowadays is all the doctors just give pills.
Yes.
Effexor, Paxil, Zoloft.
All these drugs, any kind of drugs, mm-hmm. is very, very harmful to the liver, harmful to the kidney. So, and the reason why you have depression or any kind of symptom is because your qi, your liver qi, your kidney qi, your energy from the spirit is low. So taking drug actually make it worse. I think there's recently a case where the kid was, killed the grandmother, I think, and he was taking Zoloft. And they want to use that as a defense, but was not accepted by the jury. Mm-hmm. Zoloft and any kind of drugs, it is a good defense. No, Andrea
yeah.
Yates, okay? She was on four kinds of drugs. And no, I think Zoloft, Paxil, and...
Haloperidol. She was on Haldol.
Yeah,
four times the recommended dosage. And it's a very, very strong antipsychotic.
These drugs block your channel, block your antenna, mm-hmm. so the spirit does not get in the body.
Right.
So at the moment that your block so severe, your body no longer listen to your mind.
Another thing they say about young adults who take antidepressants
become suicidal
because what happens is they get the energy, but they haven't really gotten over the depression, but they get the energy from the pill, and then they go with their suicidal ideation and they follow through with it.
They're suicidal and then homicidal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To give you another example, okay, look at the road ragers.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get any drugs. You get it from the air, that's all. You get it from the air in Southern California. You get it from the food, from all the pollution that we have. As a result, our liver is becoming more weak because all the drugs harm the liver, harm the kidney. Those are the mm-hmm. two organs, the most affected.
Mm-hmm.
The liver deal with anger. At the moment of rage, you suddenly lost control because the mind is not in the body. The mind and body, your spirit, you as a spirit, had no control of the body. So at the moment of rage, you kill somebody because of a traffic altercation.
Mm-hmm.
How sad is it today
yeah.
that we are so materialistic, we are so scientific, we get farther and farther from our nature, our true nature. So we don't act like humans anymore. How can anybody kill somebody just because you had an argument on the freeway?
Mm-hmm. And then we also had James with us, who was Ellen's husband, who suffered from chronic bronchitis for the past 5 years. His doctors gave him inhalers and antibiotics, which gave him temporary relief, but his bronchitis would always come back. So after his first treatment with Dr. Tong, his bronchitis was completely eradicated without the use of any inhalers or antibiotics. He also had no shoulder or neck pain. After his second treatment, he had no back pain. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. If you have any questions, you can give us a call now, toll-free at 866-870-5752. Again, the number to call for any questions is 866-870-5752. We have Kevin on the line now. Can we get him on the line? He's our first guest.
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. Hi. Welcome to our show.
Yes.
Hi, Dr. Tong.
Yes, hi. Yes.
Hi.
So how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Good. Yeah. Okay, yes.
Yeah, I feel a lot better.
We'd love to hear your story. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you give us a little history of what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong?
The main reason why I came in was because I had this neck pain
mm-hmm.
that I thought was, I'm not sure what caused it, but I just had this, like, neck pain and back pain, and I had, like, chronic stress and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And basically after first treatment, like, I didn't feel, like, complete relief, but I definitely felt more energy, and I just felt overall, like, my neck pain definitely went away by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you were wearing a neck brace, and your eyes were watery, and
yeah.
it was very, very painful.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
it was really painful.
Did you have an accident or something that caused you to have the neck pain?
I think I just sprained it myself because of studying or something.
Yes.
From studying too much? Okay.
Your main problem was stress. or the school,
yeah,
and so forth.
Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. And also the past trauma, emotional trauma. And I don't want to review all the history you told me, okay? But those things cause a block in your past. It had never been healed. Because doctors don't know how to do it. You don't know how to do it. So all this emotional trash, you hide in your body. And then finally, when you accumulate too much, it manifests as physical symptoms.
Now, did you do anything before you came to see Dr. Tong with any other doctors?
I went to, like, all kinds of treatment, like my regular doctor. I went to the ER room twice at UCI.
So what kind? What
the
kind?
Yard room?
The ER room. At
ER, yeah. Okay.
Because I thought something was wrong with my head, and they just did, like, some blood tests, and they just gave me anti-inflammatory medicine, which I thought, like, it really, I don't know, I just didn't like taking it.
Yeah. It didn't help with your neck pain?
It helped, but it made me, like, feel sicker overall, so, yeah.
Okay, so it masked your, it helped your, quote-unquote, helped your neck pain, but then you felt kind of dazed, maybe you didn't feel like yourself, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So even if it helped, okay, you're not treating the real reason why you had the pain, why you were anxious, why you didn't feel good, why you were tired. Okay, you're young, okay, you're a student, so you should not feel this way at all.
Mm-hmm. How many treatments have you had with Dr. Tong?
Just one.
One treatment?
Yes.
Okay. are you
still wearing your neck brace or no?
No, I haven't worn it all week, actually.
See? And I told you.
Did you have your treatment?
On last Tuesday.
Okay, so it's been almost a week, okay.
Remember I told you, Before you get the treatment, I say you would not need the neck brace after this treatment.
I didn't really believe you until you actually did it.
How did you hear about Dr. Tong, Kevin?
Yeah.
What was that?
How did you hear about Dr. Tong?
I was just browsing the website because I was getting kind of desperate to get relief, and I just typed up Ping, and then his name showed up. And I live in Costa Mesa, so it seemed like
next time type up torture. That's what T stands for. You'll get me faster.
Kevin, thanks so much for calling in today.
Okay, no problem.
Yes.
You're going to continue treatments with Dr. Tong?
Yeah, actually, I'll be coming in on Tuesday, I think.
Yeah.
Great.
Just a few more. You don't need that many. You know, you're young. It's very easy to treat.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, have a great weekend.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you, bye-bye. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment, 714-556-8664. We have a few callers. Let's get to Tony. She wants to ask about trigeminal neuralgia. Tony, are you there?
Yes, I have that.
Hi.
It's so painful. And
hi.
There's nothing. There doesn't seem to be anything.
Yes. All symptoms are caused by mind-body blockages. Okay? You are a spirit. Your body is healthy, living, is because your spirit is in your body. Mm-hmm. When your spirit separates from your body, you get symptoms. When you separate slowly in a normal fashion, you get aging. When your spirit separates from the body totally, that body, you are not there no longer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the body is not you. You are the spirit. Your body does not have a spirit. Your spirit has the body. Your body is part of the spirit. So, the spirit is the mind that maintains all that we call health. In any level of existence, it's always the mind. In your body, it's your mind and spirit. In a company, it's a CEO. In a house, it's the housewife. Whoever takes care of getting all the better. This energy from your mind opens up circulation. And in the area of your face, okay, the energy is blocked. So you don't have any circulation without the life. That's the symptom.
Mm-hmm. Now, when were you first diagnosed with trigeminal neuralgia?
Well, it's been quite a while,
years,
but it's taken a real turn to the worst here the last 3 years, and I'm totally incapacitated. I have fall down, I have vertigo, it's in my ear, it's in my teeth, it's in up in my face.
Just like traffic jam lead to other traffic jams, okay? So even if you got a drug that helps it, like they use Tegretol, they use all kinds of things, okay? A drug that helps it actually is worse because you think that your problem is being resolved.
Uh-huh.
Where your problem is never resolved. Your problem is due to circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And circulation is controlled by the energy called qi.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on which channel is it, there are different kinds of qi. The kidney and liver qi. The liver qi deal with anger. The kidney qi deal with fear. The spleen qi deal with worry.
Mm-hmm.
And you eat too much sweet, you'll bother your spleen qi and so forth. So, your daily life routine, your stress, number one. your food, number two, your food and your drugs from the doctors, mm-hmm. from this environment. Those are the root causes. Mm-hmm. If a doctor do not talk to you like this, does not talk to you, then they don't know anything. They don't know what to do with it.
Well, they know how to get money.
Yeah, that's right.
So they've prescribed you with medication? Is
yeah,
that,
it's okay. like an antidepressant thing. It's supposed to.
They gave you an antidepressant?
Well, it calms the nerve down from spasming or whatever.
And you know it doesn't. I tell you that if it does, it's not good news because then you thought that you're taking care of the problem.
Well, if it's helping her, she wouldn't be calling us right now.
Well, it doesn't. The pain is so bad. It feels like an ice pick inside my ear.
That's right. If you help, you okay, sooner or later you explode because the problem is not being taken care of. Okay, this is the fallacy of Western medicine.
Do you have access to the internet?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, why don't I give you our number? You can give us a call. We can send you some information if you'd like to know more about.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your office number, I wrote that
It's 714-556-8664. Okay?
Well, now, just let me ask one question. When he talks about the spirit, what does he mean?
That's you. I mean you. You are a spirit, okay? A living person is a spirit. Your spirit...
It's not like an outside force or anything.
No, it's you. Your inside force.
Yeah.
You are the one that control the body. Mm-hmm. Your spirit is like Channel 7. Okay, you are like a vibration in the universe. On top of your body, inside your body, and enter your body through a set of antenna, the Chinese call,
meridians,
okay? So your heart channel, your heart meridian, is the antenna that receive you, the part of you that deal with love and joy. That's why everybody knows that, you love with your heart. You don't love your kidney, okay? Mm-hmm. Today's science, they will never find out that the heart had to do with love.
So
they cannot prove.
So basically how he treats you is he sees what is imbalanced in your body, which channel is blocked.
Oh, I see. Because I wasn't real crazy about he talked about astrology and that. I don't I don't want to hear that.
Whether you believe it or not, those are some of the facts that you face your life, okay?
Yeah.
I learned those because they help. Okay? Yeah.
So you have our number, right?
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thanks for calling
in. Okay, you're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Okay, let's get to Jasmine. She wants to know about coldness in her hands and feet. Jasmine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, thanks for waiting.
Yes. I have this problem. I think it's called...
Raynaud's disease
with cold hands and feet, and if any cold air, especially air conditioning, hits me, I just get really cold hands and feet, and I wonder, is there anything I can do?
Yes.
I cure those kind of problems.
I'm sorry, I just turned on the radio and listening to it. I don't know what your treatment is.
Okay, my treatment is getting the spirit back in the body, and the energy from the spirit open up circulation. The circulation, the blood holds the spirit, which make you warm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Your spirit have warming power and cooling power. We had one case last year, a couple years ago, Bitter. You know Bitter?
Actually, Jacob is an even better...
Oh, Jacob, yeah, mm-hmm. Jacob. But no, Bitter her feet and toe on one side is purple.
Mm-hmm.
And icy cold, and cold and kind of moist, okay?
She has scleroderma.
Yeah, she has scleroderma and Raynaud's, okay? But you can call scleroderma, Raynaud's, and
call
all
whatever you want.
This
it's
name,
the
okay? The whole thing is the cause is circulation, okay? The circulation brings in part of your spirit, which make you warm.
Right.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with? It's only when it's cold air.
Yeah, cold air makes it more cold.
It makes it more cold. So you're more vulnerable when it's cold because it's her kidney qi that's weak, right?
Yang qi.
Right.
Yeah, it depends on where you're cold. Mm-hmm. The hand and feet, that's a spleen qi.
Right.
Okay.
So what exactly that you do?
I do something like acupuncture, but acupuncture doesn't do it because it's too weak. I open the channels and get your spirit back, get the warming energy in you by injecting your acupuncture point with your Novocaine.
Mm-hmm.
The point is blocked, that's where you have spasms. And acupuncture can only open the spasm a little bit, injecting like 99%. If you go to my website and listen to all the shows, we have something like 500 patients for the last 4 years. 99% of these people, of course they get on the show, they're the best cases, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But 99% of these people get better the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and somebody, just like right. Kevin. Kevin, we were always the first person. He always had the pain, the neck pain, without my treatment, always, because it was so spasm, so tight.
Right.
Yes. I am tied too only when it's cold, and I have to quit two jobs because of the air conditioning.
The cold makes your blood to constrict. Mm-hmm. That makes your blood circulation even worse. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also when I do get emotional, that happens. Not as bad as the cold air.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
You and the first caller with the trigeminal neuralgia, okay, the emotional stress in the past is a big factor.
Mm-hmm. So, in the past, that's true.
In the past,
is there
okay.
anything that it's going to really help?
Yes.
I dump
your emotional trash in the past. Mm-hmm. I'm a garbage dumper.
What's your website?
It's drtong.com. D-R-T-O-N-G.
T-O-N-G.com.
And we have Raynaud's, actually, if you look in October, our October 2nd show, if you look at Jacob, he has Raynaud's. That's a very good case.
Yes.
Oh, is it in there?
It's in there, yes. October 2nd.
What should I go under?
2004. If you go to our website, click on radio show, it's on the very front page, and live radio show, and then just go to the October 2004, and you'll find the case.
So any acupuncture treatment will help this?
Acupuncture probably doesn't help so much.
Not as much.
Is an adjunct treatment.
Mm-hmm. After, is there anything I can do myself?
Don't eat cold food. Okay, but you need to learn what are cold foods. Okay? Like salad, especially in the winter.
No, I don't even drink cold water.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I do have the TMJ also, which is, you know, and also read that if I have, if people like this have rheumatism, arthritis related, it's even worse.
Yeah, listen, don't listen to them at all, okay? Because every symptom is part of the blockages. Okay?
Yeah, I refuse to take the calcium channel blocker or any kind of medication.
Yeah, why should you want to block your calcium channel? They're normal body. You have the calcium.
I do exercise. I eat real well. And the only thing is that I'm a very sensitive, emotional person.
Yes.
And that will make it.
And I can't help that because that's just the way I am. And
no.
I stay away from whatever stresses me out.
You can help it. Once we get our treatment, your mind goes in your body, you become more stable.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you that can happen. Just like Kevin, he was very anxious when he first get my treatment. Afterwards, he's not anxious.
We have a lot of people who come in who have a lot of internalized anger and so forth. And afterwards,
well, I don't have all that.
Right. But we're just as an example.
But you have emotional sensitivity.
Make it better. Anything that's unstable, you can be stabilized with the treatment. No guarantee. Yeah,
I had
one
patient came in sobbing. Okay.
And after
the treatment, she started giggling.
Mm-hmm.
Right then.
So, my other question is, I don't work because of that, and I need to get back to work, and I tried a few places, worked only a few weeks. I just couldn't handle it because of the it's so cold in there.
You need to balance yourself.
That's why you need to get the problem fixed. Otherwise, you'll never be able to work.
Okay, Jasmine.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yes.
We have one more caller. Let's get to her quickly before we're done. Elaine wants to ask about lupus. Elaine, are you there?
I'm here.
Thanks for waiting. We have about a minute. You want to know about lupus?
Yes. Dr. Tong, I was diagnosed with early stages of lupus. However, I am experiencing hair loss, and I have, I guess what they call osteoarthritis, because I've had a anterior-posterior surgery on my lumbar, my lower spine, 2 years ago, and from there it seems to be downhill all the way now.
Yes, I can cure lupus. You didn't need the surgery. And I can even get hair growth.
Yes.
And you think I'm kidding? Okay.
We have pictures on the web.
Go to my website and look at my picture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Under hair loss. You said under the case history.
It's
okay?
Under the case history.
You look at my picture last year. I look 20 to 30 years older. And you're thinking we got a date mixed up. Okay. But you look at it, you'll be very impressed.
Yes.
So,
Elaine, let me give you our website because we only have about 30 seconds.
I do have it.
Okay.
Good.
I heard you giving it out before.
And you have our number? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have everything now.
Okay.
Check it out. Okay.
Yes. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a phone consultation or call us now at 714-556-8664. Again, the number to call for an appointment is 714-556-8664. We're here till 6 p.m. Check out our website. It's drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Join us for more exciting cases next Saturday at 3:30 p.m. on News Talk 870 KRLA. Again, that's News Talk 870 KRLA. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a great weekend.
brought to you by Dr. Yiwing Tong on News Talk 870 KRLA. We're so glad that you've chosen